Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here. Mike Pugh is here. Mike's a new friend. He's director of marketing, domestic marketing for J2 Global. He spent a lot of his career working with companies like yours and mine to help us with solutions, business solutions that we can use. He was with EFAX. I think he may have founded that company. I don't remember for sure. And before they were acquired by J2, and he's here to talk to us about having your head in the clouds. Mike Pugh, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Did you found EFAX?
I was part of the team that converted what was a fax machine company into the business that is now EFAX, so I wish I could take all the credit, but I was just a part of a very dynamic team that had a lot of fun on that project.
Well, I remember I've met some of the other folks who went back when you guys first got started. I remember when that was really a novel thing because people were still using faxes in those days, weren't they?
Yeah, to be honest, they still are. That's one of our biggest businesses, and it's still growing very strong.
That's amazing, isn't it? Anyway, Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. You know, I want to go back a little ways. I like to do this. I like to remind people that a couple of things. Number one, I said that you have your head in the clouds. If I'd said that about you 20 years ago, you would have been offended. You would have been offended, wouldn't you?
Maybe so.
Because it would have indicated that you weren't a serious person. You didn't really take things. You really weren't a dreamer, so to speak, and that kind of thing. Well, today that's different because the cloud is the newest name, the current name for something that I used to call, Mike, and I think you probably did too. You probably were around those days. Something we used to call ASPs, Application Service Providers. Those were the early versions of the cloud, weren't they?
Yep, ASP, and then it was Software as a Service and Hosted Services. It's had many names over the years.
Yeah, over the years, and now it's called the cloud. And basically, fundamentally, the cloud means web-based tools, right?
Correct. Anything that you can do to take something that would have to be on a machine or a server in your own office and get it out of your office and onto the internet somewhere where someone else can host it and scale it and manage it for you.
And update it and maintain it and deliver it to you in little bitty incremental or however size incremental size you want, pieces of power at an incremental rental basis, right?
Yep, that pay-as-you-go, scale-as-you-go model is exactly what the cloud is all about.
Yeah, it's about this week I have six people in seats. Next month, I've got five people in seats. The month after that, I've got 10 people in seats, and that's how I pay for it, right?
Yep. Did you think about it? People who start small businesses do it to sell something or build something or do something that they think they're good at, and along the way, everybody gets stuck with all of the back office things that require the things that are required to do their job but aren't their job itself. And I think what the cloud can do is push that stuff back out of your business and let somebody else handle it. So, again, you can focus on selling houses or building houses or fixing houses or whatever it is you happen to do.
Well, you know, I was an early adopter of ASPs way back in the 90s. And I was helping IBM talk about cloud computing several years ago. And when I realized that this was going to be something that was going to be huge, was when, during that work, I discovered how many billions of dollars they were investing in a cloud infrastructure globally. And, you know, those guys aren't dummies. And so I said, you know what, I need to pay more attention to this, and I started doing more of that. And of course, that's your business model, isn't it?
Yep, we try to take all the things that somebody needs but don't necessarily want to focus their time on and put them in the cloud. We've got online faxing in a brand called EFAX that you mentioned earlier. We've got virtual phone systems in a service called eVoice. We do hosted email through FuseMail. We do email marketing, which is a fun new one for us, in a product called Campaigner. We do online backup. We do unified communications. Anything that a typical small business would need to run their business, we try to put on the cloud for them so they can just do a once-a-month small payment and, that, as you said, scale as they go, turn things on, turn things off, really whatever they need in real time to make their business go.
So you have an array of incremental cloud products, not just vertical. I mean, we know some people who do one of those things that you just said, but you offer an array of those kinds of products.
Yeah, well, once we got started with eFax, we realized, as you know, we're a business too, and your customers, the greatest source of inspiration is usually your customers. So we started hearing some people saying, wow, we wish you had something like this. So we had an eFax customer, and they said, man, we wish you had a phone system that would do the same thing that eFax does. So we came up with eVoice. And the same has been true all along. We try to keep good, close contact with our customers, and they tell us what they need, and then we try to roll out those kind of features again so we can keep kicking hardware out of their back office and into our cloud and make things a little bit easier for them.
I think it's probably not too hard for people to understand how an eFax works, where an electronic document can be converted into a... Because all a fax is an electronic document that begins and ends as a piece of paper. But an eFax begins as a digital document that then becomes a piece of paper. That's pretty easy to understand. But how does a cloud-based phone system work?
Oh, well, it's pretty slick. So we would give someone a phone number, and it could either be a toll-free number or a number in their own backyard, or it could be a number, you know.
What about my number?
Yeah, well, you can port your number in also. You can do all kinds of different things. But suppose I'm in L.A., I could get an L.A. phone number, or I could get a New York phone number if that's where my customers were, or I could get an 800 number if my customers were across the nation. All the calls coming into that number route into our equipment, and we'd have a professional greeting recorded for you. You could say, you've reached Jim's Plumbing or Mike's Bakery, and then you could have the nice menu tree, press 1 for Mike, press 2 for hours of operation, press 3 for sales, press 4 for accounts receivable, whatever you'd like. Then those calls can get routed to any home phone, any cell phone, any desk phone. And so essentially you put this great front end that most people would have to go buy a hardware PBX for, and instead it's in the cloud for $12.95 a month.
Wow.
And you can...
And basically infinite lines then, right?
Infinite lines, and you can, again, the nice thing is so many businesses now, I think the number we've heard most recently is up to 70% of small businesses use their mobile phone as their
yep.
number one
business phone. A lot of people do.
This is the great thing that you can put an eVoice number out in front of your phone, your mobile phone, as your business line.
Yeah.
People call that. It may get routed to your mobile phone number, but you never have to give out your personal phone number. And you can always know that if someone calls straight in, it's someone you've given your number to. And if somebody calls through your eVoice phone system, then you know it's a business call.
Right. Wow. Interesting. Very interesting, folks. We come back. I'm going to get Mike to help you understand that you're probably using the cloud more than you think. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.